Welcome to Think About It, a podcast from Houston Baptist University here in Houston, Texas. At HBU, we empower our students so their beliefs can fuel their lives. We prepare our students to thrive at the university level and beyond. And now we join our host, Dr. Jerry Johnson, with today's guest.
Hi, I'm Trent Herman. I'm the head volleyball coach here at HBU. Been here 10 years now, helped with making the transition from the NAI to Division I. My first year, we were still in the Great West Conference. So for the last nine, we've been proud members of the Southland Conference. Just finished out our 10th year here, and really excited to be a part of this school and program.
You know, you were named Coach of the Year. Wow.
Yeah, this was my second since I've been here. It's kind of funny. My very first year here, our last year in the Great West, I was named Coach of the Year that year. And then 10 years later, named it again. The big joke has been, wow, I changed so much in 10 years. but it's always been, you know, it's a great honor for myself, but the honor always goes to the players. Us as coaches, we know we're as good as the players that we have. If they don't do their part, we don't get recognized. So, once I get that, it always goes back to them.
You know, most successful people I know have coaches that most people don't know about. I mean, I know some business aces and different people that have someone who can do what you do in volleyball. Let's talk about the mentorship. Yes, it's the player's performance, but you induce that. You challenge that. Talk about that.
Well, we all have mentors. I mean, I had my coach in college was a really good mentor to me. Good people usually play it forward. That's a big thing that I tell our players all the time. My job here is to coach you and mentor you. And one of my proudest days is when you graduate. Watching freshmen become seniors, watching their growth as young people is always the biggest thing for me. It's a special time. We go through the recruiting process and recruit these young kids, and it's getting to know their families, meeting with them and saying, do you trust me to take on your child for 4 years? And we'll get them out of here in a better place. We'll win a lot of games in between, but a bigger role for us is developing them as young people. And with everything that's going on in the world now, it's become a bigger job. Mm-hmm. And watching their development is a special time for us as coaches. And mentoring them through it, I mean, this year was a trying year for us.
Yeah.
So getting him through has been really hard, but we did it.
Well, the 2021 season was your most successful. The Huskies tied for most wins, 21, and posted the highest winning percentage during your tenure. That's a pretty amazing thing to do in the middle of this climate.
Yeah, and I mean,
how'd that happen?
It was a struggle. Coming off of last year, I mean, the last 2 years with COVID, athletics has been crazy. We normally play in the fall. Last year we played in the spring and had to turn around and play again in the fall. So a lot of our upperclassmen that were returning were beat up. There really wasn't a time for them to heal. So we kind of went into the season with, a lot of injuries, a lot of banged up bodies. We had a lot of freshmen that came in and helped through the process. And then my assistant coach, one of my assistant coaches, was actually diagnosed with cancer. Wow. In May of last year. And right during the middle of the season, she passed away in October. So it has been a really mentally trying year for our players. They were very close with Molly, but they kept going. And I couldn't be more proud of what this team has accomplished this year through everything that they went through.
You know, we prayed in executive council for Molly during that situation, and Steve Maniace kept us informed. What's the takeaway of her life that you remember most?
Oh, my goodness. It was, she was such a strong Christian. The last few days, the last time I got to see her, we went over and I was more upset than she was. You know, she was in such a good place. She knew that God had a plan for her. She was at ease with everything through the whole time. You know, the players were like, well, do we talk to her? How do we call her? You know, and I'm like, you guys, you don't have to say anything. She's good. Like, you guys will have more trouble with the conversation than she will. And just the strength that she gave each one of the players and myself and the other coaches to get through this season was remarkable.
Wow. Now, when you came, you led our volleyball team from NAIA to Division One. Division One, a whole different ball game, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
The competition factor, tell us what that entails.
Yeah, I mean, it's a whole new game. Division One, you're competing with schools as big as Texas or as small as us on the same playing field.
Wow.
You know, you're dealing with schools that have budgets that are way bigger than ours, and you're expected to play with them. You know, even in our conference, schools are much different sizes. You know, from, you know, Corpus Christi to SFA, when they were in the conference with us, you know, you got big public schools and then you've got small private schools like us. The challenge is finding the right player for HBU. You know, for us, it's really going out and scouring those players that want to be here. I tell all the recruits when they come, I'm like, you've got to come see it. It's a very unique place. You're a small private Christian school in a major city. Mm-hmm. Most small private schools are in little bitty towns.
Yeah.
You know, so you've got the small private school education in a big city where you can find anything you want to do. You know, plus on top of that, you got the Christian atmosphere. So we go out and find those players that want to be here. You know, we don't have all the bells and whistles of a Texas or somewhere like that. That's not us. We are who we are. And, you know, it's been easy for the most part to find those players that really want to be here and be a part of our family.
You know, you talked about the Christian values. I mean, in a world that's all about winning and the bottom line of a P&L statement, and we see so many wrecks that are CEOs. I mean, they make a lot, and they just, mm-hmm. I look at so many of them, it's like a disaster in their personal life. How important is the imbuement spiritually, the fortification spiritually you're giving your athletes while expecting them to win as well?
It's very important.
And how do you do that?
Yeah, I mean, it's very important for us. HBU allows them to be a whole person and not just an athlete. I've worked at bigger schools where we were just volleyball. You know, HBU allows them to grow a whole person instead of just those 4 years of being an athlete. You know, they got the great education. You can be involved spiritually in anything you want to do, as much as you want to do, as little. My job and my assistant coach's jobs is to help mentor them when they have questions. Where do I go for this? What do we do here? You know, saying a prayer for Molly, saying, you know, being there for them to help them, counsel them through different things. You know, life experiences for us as coaches is very important. Can we give them what we've lived through to help them along the way through these troubling times? It's important for them to know that the people that are coaching them are also there looking out for their best interest. How are you going to help me? That's what we've seen a lot of from young people nowadays is, what can you do to help me? Mm-hmm. You know, they're looking for help through times. And, you know, for us, it's being able to be there for them, help them through that, give them the opportunities to grow.
The pandemic era, you know, we see so many different repercussions of it now, the Great Recession, people quitting their jobs, blah, blah, blah. What's been your observation from, as you look at the athletes before, during, and now crawling out of this pandemic to an endemic?
Stress. They're stressed. There's so many unknowns for them. Kind of before the pandemic, everything was very routine. You know, you did this, it was this. Going through this for an athlete, it's been a total unknown. So every day is different. There's never, you know, your season could be changed on a given day if one of the teammates gets COVID.
Yeah.
You know, are we going to make it through a season? Am I going to miss my time to play? You know, athletes enjoy the competition. And when that is kind of left out there and it could be taken away at any time, you know, as an athlete, you're like, if I get injured, I understand. But a pandemic, you don't understand.
Yeah.
You don't see it. Well, I feel fine. Why can't I play? You know, well, your teammate has COVID and we don't want to spread it to anybody else. So it's just been very stressful for the young people right now because they've known one thing, freedom to do whatever they wanted to do, you know, go to church, go to this, I can go anywhere I want. Well, now it's been restricted. Even in our line, they're getting tested 2-3 times a week just so they can play. When this originally started, you know, shoving that thing way up into your brain, well, now it's become easier.
Yeah.
So things are starting to get back to normal a little bit, but there's still that always, I could see it in them, there's that fear of, can this be taken away from me again? You know, at any time.
Trent, I want to ask you two questions. One, why were you voted Coach of the Year? I know you were, but why?
I think, and this is just me, I think the success we had with everything that was going on with Molly, I think it was a combination of the two. A lot of the colleagues and other people that voted for it, I think saw how we kept it together, and put a lot of that towards, you know, voting for me for that. For me, a lot of it doesn't come from me. A lot of it came from our players. They could have been the ones to shut it down and feel sorry for themselves and do that kind of stuff, but they just kept fighting. They had what they wanted in mind, how they wanted it to go. And every time I asked them to do something, they did it. They just kept going. We lost 2 conference matches this year. The first one was after we told the team that Molly was terminal. Oh. The second match we lost was after she passed away.
Oh.
That's the only two matches we lost in conference. Do I think it would have been different? Possibly. But just watching them, they needed time to get over that in that instant. And after they did, they refocused and went. I think people saw kind of how we kept it together, and I think that's why we got voted. The biggest joke has been, well, I haven't changed in 10 years. So, you know, and we've had a successful program. We compete highly in the conference every year. I think that's what it was.
And then final question, why Trent Herman, interest in volleyball for a career?
Actually, it's...
Why aren't you an engineer or a doctor or a plumber or something else?
Yeah, actually it's because of my former college coach. I was getting ready to graduate, go off and start my career as an interpreter in Germany. And he kind of pulled me aside my senior year and was like, Trent, I think you'd actually be a really good coach. Have you ever thought about it? And I'm like, no, I've got this plan, do it. And he kind of talked me into trying it for a year. He's like, that'll always be there. Why don't you try this? Did it 1 year and I was hooked. I come from a family of athletes. Athletics has always been in our family's blood. And once I got coaching, it kind of drove that competitiveness that I don't know if I would have gotten in the corporate world. And now 25 years later, I'm still doing it. Crazy.
Well, you're doing it very well, Coach Herman.
Thank you.
And we are just thrilled that you're here at HBU, and congratulations to all the success
you've
had, the team. We know big and better days are ahead. And if there's anything we can take away from COVID, a little bit of resiliency and, or as Angela Duckworth wrote, grit. We just got to hang in there. And I know that's been your mantra to the athletes. You can learn more about HBU, 17 Division I sports at HBU. Division I. 17. That's amazing. HBU.edu/admissions, 281-649-3211. Our graduate school, HBU.edu/grad. And we celebrate HBU students in 42 of America's 50 states, proving that you can be a student at HBU no matter where you live. HBUonline.com, 855-428-1960. Coach, going to keep my eye on you, and I've heard a lot about you, and it's an honor to meet you.
Nice to meet you,
Keep on keeping on, my friend.
Thank you.
Here at HBU, we influence the culture around us by challenging our students to put their beliefs into action every day.